Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, 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 welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle Teacher, and most importantly, a student. I'm always learning, expanding, growing. Oh my goodness, and the journey, sometimes it's smooth. Sometimes it's bumpy. Sometimes it's easy, chill, flowy. And sometimes, I'm just going to be real with you, sometimes, it is a struggle. And I'm going to use that word struggle. We're going to talk about that today because the topic is the internal struggle or the conflict. The struggle is always within. What? Can I blame someone for this? Can I blame my circumstances for this? Can I blame something other than me for this, for the struggle? No, 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 no. The practice is not to blame. The practice is to accept. The practice is to accept and enjoy the journey. Because quite frankly, don't tell anybody, if I was in charge, it would look a lot different than it does. How about you? Can anybody agree? Welcome, Wisdom Community, and welcome to Reality Spirituality. Let me be a brief introduction. I know people that have been listening for a long time. Oh, gosh, he always says the same things at the beginning of the show. Well, there's a lot of new people, a lot of new listeners, a lot of new followers, and I don't know how these people are finding me, but they are. Probably, I don't know, an average of more than 10 a week. Anywho, I digress. Let me share with you my definition of happiness, because that word, happy, sometimes it gets a bad rap. And what I'm saying is, what I'm really focusing on is a personal energy, a personal vibration. And that personal vibration is contentment. The personal vibration is peace. So my definition of happiness is the ability to vibrate, to be an energy of peace, regardless of what happens. What? That's right. Regardless of what happens and regardless of what isn't happening, you know, all those things that are on my to-do list, and for some reason it's just not, they're either not getting checked off. Am I okay with that? And it has nothing to do with my effort. It has something to do with the universal plan, which is a bigger plan than my little pea brain can even comprehend. And that's part of the practice, is surrendering to not what my ego wants or what my programmed self wants, but to allow and to accept and to surrender to the universal plan, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it feels like. Just surrender. And that is a constant practice of surrendering in every single moment. So my definition of happiness, again, is the ability to vibrate peace regardless of what happens. In happiness, this is me. Everyone is different. I say we are as different as our fingerprints. Everyone is different. And for me, happiness is a state of mind. It is a state of being. It's a vibration. It is an energy. It is a foundation. Meaning that whatever this life throws my way, I hit it out of the park. I hit it out of the park, whether it's a curveball, fastball, slow ball. And I really don't even like baseball. Oh, you know the best part of a baseball game is the end. Anyway, so it's really an energy that I'm speaking with, and that is a practice. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's like any other skill that's practiced, from speaking to writing to being a chef, a landscaper, an athlete, a musician, a painter, whatever skill. It's a practice, and it's the same with happiness. But nobody told me that. I was programmed to believe that when I accomplish, oh, we're going to be talking about accomplishing goals, and I get it. Achievements and accomplishing goals. I understand. I know. I'm just the person that grabbed onto this happiness, grabbed onto this peace thing, grabbed onto this contentment first. The other things, yes, they're getting accomplished, but number one commitment, number one priority is my peace, regardless of anything else. Am I going to be able to vibrate peace, whether I have a New York Times bestseller book or not, whether I'm speaking around the world with millions of listeners or not. And see, that's the trick. That's the real practice. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, well, I'm just speaking for myself. And let me just back up again. I do not pretend to have all the answers, have answers for everybody out there. All I'm doing is sharing my perspective and my journey. And if anything resonates with you, yay! And if it doesn't, usually it's the buttons are pushed. And if buttons are pushed, you can point your finger at me. Hi, Robert Sharp. You can point your finger at me. Or you can look in the mirror. So let me get to today's topic, which... before that, you know what I wanted to share with you? I found some, when I talk about being programmed, I'm not the only one saying it. I'm not the only one sharing that message. And I found so many great videos online because I've been teaching these classes, The Truth About Happiness. Now I'm in Nevada teaching at UNLV. For the senior citizens, that's okay. That's all right. That's okay. And the classes, the topics keep coming, the same topics keep coming up over and over and over again. So let me share with you one of the most powerful studies that I believe. It's called The 5 Most Common Regrets of the Dying. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. Number one, you can Google it. I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish I would have been happier. It's all over about accomplishing, achieving, and I get it. Go for it. Accomplish every goal, 6-month goal, 3-month goal. But don't think, scratch that. I'm going to speak only for myself. Accomplishing a lot of goals, doing a lot of things, yes, checking off the bucket list, checking off my to-do list, that is not where my peace or my contentment is found, by doing. let me go back to sharing that there are more than thousands of YouTube videos. And believe it or not, I just discovered Dr. Joe Dispenza. It was in September 2021. And just last week, I was watching one of his videos. What was the name of it? Let me see. One of his videos, and it was talking about the programming and how deep it is, how deep-rooted it is, how deep-seated it is. So I recommend finding a Joe Dispenza on YouTube and watching some of his videos. The other person I just discovered yesterday, you know, when you're scrolling down Instagram or scrolling through Instagram, and there's this woman, hold on, what is her name? I've got to get her name. I wrote it down because if I don't write it down, you know I'm going to forget. Let's see. Hold on. Her name is, oh, it's in my notes over here. Patience. Let's see. Where is it? Wow, it was so powerful. It brought me to tears. And, of course, I can't find it. No, I will. Oh, here we go. It's a very short video. It's probably 3 minutes. And her name is Carolyn Myss, M-Y-S-S. Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E, M-Y-S-S. And I'm paraphrasing, but she's saying, wake up and feel and bless that you are here. Just because you are. No, she didn't say you are here. She says, just because you are. She was talking about being grateful. She says, don't be grateful for what you have or how you feel. Be grateful just because you are, just because you're here. I mean, it just brought chills to me, and I really urge you to, let's see, Carolyn M-Y-S-S, and I believe she does TED Talks. I'd never heard of her before, never even saw her before, but this woman is spot on. And the other video that I saw, and it was talking about the programming, Bruce Lipton, he's a very well-known teacher also, and he has a lot of videos about the programming. So when I say the programming, it's only to make you and me aware that why do I have these stories that seem to be believable, that seem to be true, that seem justified, that they seem right, truthful, but where did all of this come from? I mean, really dig deep and root it out. What seed is that from? Let me give you a perfect example. This, talking about conflict, let me just talk. There are, I mentioned that my website is being updated. I've been mentioning that for the last 2 months. And guess what happened this week? Well, I'm not even going to label it a setback. That's not the word. The word is, it's not being updated now at this current. I'm looking for someone else. And the reason behind it, here we go with the because, it's not about them, and it's not about me. It's about the universe for whatever reason. I trust that it's not time. What do you mean it's not time, universe? It's been at least 2 years. Or maybe actively the last 6 months on really committed looking for, searching for. But no, it's just not time. The search is ongoing. The search is beginning again. Now the programming will tell me, will give me a story about why, and the programming loves to blame either myself or someone or the other person. But the truth is, if it's happening, if it's not happening, it's just not time for it to happen. I know that's some crazy stuff. It's just not time. So the conflict within is, I'm speaking for myself, the conflict within He comes back to, do I trust that everything is in order? Am I practicing that? When I say trust, I mean my eyes are closed now. Blind trust. Blindly trust. Am I surrendering to all these moments? And let me say something about these moments. Another thing that this, oh my goodness, I forgot the most important thing with this Carolyn Myss, M-Y-S-S. One of the things that she said, oh my goodness, this is what really brought chills to me. She said that every moment that you're experiencing is, and I'm paraphrasing, I really urge you to find her and find that clip. Every moment is new, of course. And when I embrace that every moment is brand new, even if I had lunch, even if I had breakfast with my son 5 days out of the week, every breakfast with him, every experience is going to be new, is going to be fresh. And am I bringing a story from, a memory from yesterday into my present moment? This woman really reminded me the importance of the newness of every single, I'm going to say day, but it's really every single moment, and that I will not experience any other moment the same. It's all, the moments are always refreshing. The moments are always renewing. Am I living like that? That's the question. Or am I living, because if I do have a story, if I do bring a story into my present moment, I know that I'm in yesterday. I'm in the past. How am I going to bring a past story to the present moment unless I'm in the past? So it was a reminder to me that these days are so fresh and clean and without any kind of any kind of suitcases from yesterday. But the conflict, the internal conflict, will always come up with a story. And how can I have a story? How can I find a story if I'm living in the present moment? It was pretty powerful to me. Let me get back to, let's see, so I talked about Bruce Lipton, yes, talks about programming. Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about programming. There's so much about the evidence of the programming. And, second book that I'm writing, Program for Unhappiness. Let me get to the conflicts and how the conflicts are programmed, our internal programs. I'm going to ask a question. How do you, and only you can answer, how do you respond, because there's a difference between responding and reacting. When you're reacting, you're definitely a program. It's instant. It's instinct. Somebody cuts you off in traffic or, customer service. Oh, my goodness. Oh, back up to the scam, the story a couple of weeks ago about being scammed. Yes, everything is resolved. I received a brand new 2 gift cards. Thank you very much, universe. So I did not get scammed for $4,000, 2 gift cards. Anyway, I just wanted to give you a update on that. Back to, and you know what? The truth is, regardless of whether I got the 500 back or 500 for each gift card back or not, that's part of my journey too. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? No, it's just part of the journey. But the programming is going to put a label on it. Let me just get back to the topic, the internal conflict. Pointing the finger is always, the program always wants me to blame circumstances or a person or a experience for how I'm feeling. And let me tell you that I'm done with that. My feelings, because I am human, vary from flying, light, flowy, steamy, to something else that doesn't feel light and flowy. Sometimes it feels, I'm going to use the word anger or bothered or annoyed, all of it, a full range of emotions. But I will be damned if I put a label on it. I'm feeling sad or I'm feeling this way because something is happening. That's a program, in my little humble perspective. Let me get back to an example. Let me give you a perfect example, a personal example. I'm renting right now, and, oh, Lord, I'm laughing because I haven't been renting. I haven't rented a place to live since I was, what, 18, 19 years old? And so now at 67, I'm renting. And it's been a year and a couple of months, and I'll never forget when I first came into this house with all of the and I'm air quoting here, all of the problems and all of the, oh my goodness, from the kitchen drawer, there's two huge drawers in the kitchen, and the one in the middle has never opened up easily, never. It's been a struggle. I mean, I have to wrestle with it. I have to shimmy it to the right, angle it to open the drawer. About 4 months ago, the landlord's son came and supposedly fixed it, but, of course, last week it can't get the door open. I can't get the drawer open, and it's a heavy drawer. It's old. I mean, these houses were built, what, 1995. Heavy, heavy wood. Can't. Okay, so the landlord came, took the drawers out, was a week ago, so I have these two big gaping cabinet, a drawer hole that I look at every day, and I've got, cords and electrical cords and plugs. It's located under the stove, so I got a really nice unfinished cement ambiance to look at. And if you know me, years ago, I wouldn't have been able to sleep. I wouldn't have been able to sleep with these two gaping drawers these drawers with no drawers. Anywho. Yesterday, the landlords came and brought the drawers back, and they're on the side of, they're very thrifty, frugal, cheap, whatever word that doesn't push your button, that's what they are. And so they do a lot of repairing. As opposed to replacing, they do a lot of repairing. And these old drawers, 90, at least 30 years old, they put them back in. However, the glue that they used was so strong I could not even stay in the kitchen. It was worse than that super glue or crazy glue. It's some kind of industrial glue that if I stayed in the kitchen, I definitely would have had a headache, gotten sick, or passed out. It was really strong. Toxic fumes. So here I go. I text and I say, dear landlords, I thank you for fixing, but these fumes are too strong. I'm going to have to take these drawers out to air them out. There's no way. I couldn't even in the same area from the kitchen to the dining room, in the same area. It was so strong. So I pulled them out, and these drawers were so heavy. They have to weigh at least 20 pounds. They're heavy. And I put them outside. The bottom line is this. I have company coming. I have visitors coming this week. And that's what my visitors are going to see. My point is, who cares? I know this is a small example, but this example can be anything, big, small, whatever label you want to put on it. How am I resolving this conflict? And it was a program, number one. Here we go. Let me share some stories. If this was their family, they wouldn't have these fumes in their house. I mean, their children wouldn't be around, or their grandchildren, or their few elderly siblings. They wouldn't have this smell in their house. All of the stories, all of the feel-bad news stories that come with an internal conflict of there's something wrong. And the point is, this program of thinking that there's something wrong at any single time, or there's something that needs to be changed, or there's something that needs to be different, that's the program in the moment. Live. It happens instantly. Something needs to be different. Even when it comes to breathing toxic fumes, I just took them out one at a time. They were heavy. They're outside in the backyard. Still smell of fumes. I checked today. Let me give you another example. And this is with other people. This is not just a drawer. Other people. When I say know your audience, when you study and when you do a lot of conscious self-awareness, looking in the mirror, all of that, when you do a lot of study, self-study, knowing yourself, I mean really studying, The benefit of that is you also know others. Because I used to be a different person. I used to be, in other words, this old self and this emerging into a new self, first of all, it is like a birthing. It is uncomfortable. It is, I wouldn't choose to feel like this. I wouldn't choose it. But I believe that it's necessary, the uncomfortable, making a decision or making a choice, choosing something different than what I used to choose, and I'm talking about a behavior or a focus, something different. It's not easy to change. It's not easy to bust open. It's not easy to expose the programming and say, yeah, this is the program. And how am I going to eliminate it? And the only reason for eliminating programs, in my humble opinion, is to experience more peace and more contentment, a.k.a. more happiness. The programming is always going to tell me, it's always going to point out, it's always going to spotlight something needs to be different. Something needs to happen. Something needs to change. Let me share something that happened yesterday, too. If you've listened, you know that in 2018, after my mother died, she gifted the family house to her handyman. And it's still an ongoing battle. The attorney here in Las Vegas, Sean Tanko, who's the probate commissioner, it's an ongoing battle, still has the Norrington inheritance, wherever he's keeping it, it's 5 years. I went on a national radio show yesterday. His name is Bill Handel. He's from Los Angeles. And, you know, I'm from California. And so I've listened to Bill Handel. He's an attorney, and he has a He's been on the air maybe 30-plus years, maybe longer than that. So I called in. I called into his show to ask a legal question. Actually, I called in to ask for a legal referral. The story is this is a very corrupt town. And I'm saying, don't think that I haven't contacted probably 15 attorneys to assist, and either there's a conflict of interest or it's just not going to happen. I mean, even with all of the evidence, I've filed 2 Nevada State Bar complaints. I filed them individually, 2 separate complaints. Guess what? Sean Tanko has been featured on the Nevada State Bar website. Anyway, this is it. So I'm saying, you know, I really want the story out, and it is going to be out. It is going to be published. I've contacted the investigation people in the news. You know, every city has an investigation group where the news crew goes out and investigates wrongs, the public, all of it. Don't think I haven't covered, unturned every stone. No, not interested. No. And who, for whatever reason, but let me get back to what happened. So here I am on the radio live yesterday morning and saying, I actually started it with a joke. I said, I have a photograph of my father in 2007 putting, because my father, lost his mental capacity probably, I really don't remember the year, but anyway, I have a photograph of my father putting mayonnaise on the top. In fact, I put it on my first book. Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. I do have a picture of my father with mayonnaise on the top of his hamburger bun. That's funny. That's funny as hell. Who puts mayonnaise on the top of a hamburger bun but a crazy person? I digress. And I started it with that. And in that same year, my father was signing legal documents from Sean Tanko's office. In that same year, he's putting mayonnaise on the top of his hamburger bun. Now, that's just the start. That's just the beginning. Not to even mention all of the court documents that I filed in pro per. The court documents that I filed opposing all of these motions by this probate commissioner in Las Vegas in Clark County, Sean Tanko. Even with all of that, Bill Handel says to me, "Oh, Rebecca, are you telling me that all of the judicial system is against you? You filed this, and they're all against you, right, Rebecca? You mean the judges are against you? Sean Tanko is against you? Oh, the world is against you, right, Rebecca?" Gosh. And I'm listening. You could probably go back online and find it. And I'm listening, and I'm saying, no, you're not understanding. I retired from working at the Department of Justice in Los Angeles. I know how to file an opposition. I've filed lawsuits on my own a lot. Not a lot, but I know how to do that. No, and not even to mention, this is a big one. One of the things that Sean Tanko did was he removed me as successor trustee and appointed himself successor trustee on a Third Amendment, and the document wasn't notarized. Now, you know, and I know, that any legal document has to be notarized. Now, what John Tankwell said is, the notary stamp was stamped at another time. Well, when you're signing, the notary is supposed to be stamped at the moment of signing. That's just simple. I've got evidence of that too. Three reams of exhibits. Three reams. But Bill Handel was not having it and rushed me off as a crazy person. Everyone's against you, Rebecca. So let me get back to the conflict within. My conflict. Is this ever going to end? Is this ever going to come out? And I'm speaking about it a lot more now. Is this ever going to stop? Is my family ever going to get their inheritance? It's not a lot of money, trust me. There's only four of us. Is this ever going to end? And the conflict within is a program that tells me, that constantly is saying to me, something's wrong, Rebecca. It's been 5 years. It's enough time. Can you imagine the patience that has to be practiced, the expectations that have to be dismissed and eliminated, the trust that has to happen to know and to believe that what if it's another 5 years? Are you still going to be able to feel, be content with another 5 years? What if it never resolves? What if you walk outside and you get hit by a truck? All of it. What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter how important, and I'm using air quotes, important, because there, you know, this important is another judgment, how important any of this is, it doesn't, the importance is a program. The truth is that, this is my perspective and how I roll, is that this experience, oh boy, I mean, now I have even more of a story. And when I say story, there's a difference between saying this story is happening because and just describing what's happening. So there's a difference between putting a judgment behind it and a description. There's a difference between identifying with the story and giving the facts. This is what happened next. This is what happened next. See, the attachment to a story because is the focus here. This world is consumed with labels, greatness, successful, right, wrong, good, bad, all of that. It's consumed. The world is, scratch the consumed. It's programmed. And I'm here to say that what is the word because, that word because, it's happening because A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No, it just is happening. It's just part of my journey. Here's the question. Am I able to enjoy? And I mean enjoy. Oh, my shoulders even get tight on me. Oh, my shoulders. Oh, tight. Oh. Even the shoulders. Tighten up. Am I able to enjoy tight shoulders? Am I able to enjoy I get it. It's borderline crazy talk. And there's not a program that says enjoy those moments that are not enjoyable. Enjoy the moments that are not enjoyable. That is a practice. How does that happen? That's impossible. And how do I even know or feel? And what does that mean, enjoy? Here we go. It's a vibration. my dear audience. It's an energy. What is my vibration? What is my energy? You can feel me. You can feel me. I will admit, though, when he says, oh, Rebecca, everybody's against you. The whole judicial system is against you. And I'm trying to say, yeah, this guy's got a lot of pull. He's very powerful here. Oh, they're all against you. My eyebrows did go up on that one. But I can laugh about it today. I laughed about it last night. I wasn't laughing in the moment. My eyes, I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Don't you get it? Help! And part of the enjoyment is not about, oh, this is great. It's all about a personal energy. It's all about an energy of, okay, universe, you want it this way. All right, universe. You want this continued to be continued to be continued. You know how Jordan can't tell his story without Scottie Pippen. Well, I can't tell my story without Sean Tanko. I mean, come on. So it's the enjoyment. It's the energy. It's the vibration. How is it possible to feel to be content? How is that possible? The only way I can share is because contentment and peace and happiness is my number one priority, my number one commitment to everything else on this. Everything else is second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, tenth. This contentment, this peace, this happiness, this vibe, this energy is number one at all times, 24/7, 365. And then I can deal with everything else that's going on and everything else that happens fine. Everything else that happens. Okay. Thanks. Thank you. I say thank you sincerely. Now I'm scratching my head. I'm saying thank you sincerely because I know the truth. And I know that whatever is put before me, and I'm gonna extend that to you too. Whatever is on the path, whatever is before you, is there for a reason. And it's the only way. The universe has determined that it's the only way I'm gonna even get it. It's the only way that. Of a real, real, true energy shift. Let me just look at my notes. Conflict within. Let's get back to the conflict within. So whatever, wherever you are at whatever time, you are always emitting an energy. And my question is, is your energy shifting with external circumstances? I'm not up here saying I have it 100%. And, you know, even with all of this, customer service. And you know what I attribute all of this to? Because it feels like it just gets more intense, more intense, more intense. And I'm talking about the struggle between the truth and the programming. And the more that the programming that is exposed, because what is the programming? all ego-related, all ego-authored, all ego-created, all ego, mind, lower consciousness, whatever you want to do. It's all ego. So my ego is feeling, I'm just going to visualize, I visualize grasping for breath, grasping to breathe, grasping for some kind of fuel to be fed, hungry, hungry, starving for some kind of attention to say, yes, be discontented. Yes, this is a reason for discontent, a justified reason. I mean, I could talk to anybody, 5 years of legal battle, that's justified to be discontented, correct? That's justified. No, it's not. Sorry, ego. Next. I'm not identifying. I refuse to identify with what my ego wants me to believe. I am not my ego. I am not my thoughts. No, I am not those stories. I'm not. Witness. Who, what entity is steering, is driving your ship, vehicle? An entity of discontentment? Or shoulders down, deep breath out, an energy of contentment. Let me get back to this world with this success and great. I posted something today, and this woman, I love her post. She was talking about, you know, breathing. Watch your breathing. Is your breathing is very important, and I get it. I understand deep breathing, very healthy. I understand all of that, but I will be damned if I say that if I'm not breathing correctly, then this means A, B, C, or D. Sometimes I'm going to breathe shallow. Sometimes when I'm conscious, I'm going to breathe deep. And the programming of I need to be different, meaning I need to change something. Let me just back up. If there is a time in my life where I'm going to be doing more deep breathing, more centered breathing, more whatever that is, fine. But if I'm not doing the centered deep breathing in this moment or tomorrow's moment, that's okay too. Must not be time. There's a different. I hope that that slight, very small difference makes sense, or I'm making sense with it. It comes back to acceptance of self, where you are, with everything. Everything. Not just some things. And it goes back to what I'm telling you, it goes back to what this woman, Carolyn Myss, M-Y-S-S, says. Just because you are, you're blessed just because you are. And the practice is, I mean, how does that feel to you? How does that feel that everything is in order and you're okay exactly the way you are and nothing needs to be different and nothing needs to change? For you to feel contentment, for you to be an energy of contentment. I know, I remember when someone told me, you know, Rebecca, everything, you get an A+. I used to say that to A+. And I felt, no, I don't get an A+ all the time. Really? A+ for everything? No, there's got to be something that I can criticize myself about. There's got to be something I can be disappointed with myself about. There's got to be something. And that something is always a program. You look out there, the world sells dissatisfaction. Dissatisfaction. I'm not exercising enough. I'm not drinking enough water. Whatever. I mean, come on. We all have it. Don't tell me you haven't. You don't know what I'm talking about with that. This sells dissatisfaction. I'm tired. I'm not buying into that. That's a program. What about selling satisfaction with the moment? not going to get any, I'm not going to get a lot of sign-ups for that one. sign up. $999 to be satisfied with yourself in all moments. Thank you. Good night. No, you don't have enough this. You don't have enough that. You're not in a relationship. You're overweight. You're not eating healthy. All of it. Guess what? The program of dissatisfaction is deep. Deep, 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 deep. And the question that only you can answer is, are you buying into it? I'm not saying not to do anything. I'm not telling you not to act on inspiration. But the starting point before all of that is knowing that whatever I experience is new, is fresh, is the present moment. And that's it. Next. And that's the other. The programming is not to forget, to hold on to, especially if it's a feel bad story, hold on to it. Keep repeating it forever. I had this surgery in 1982, in 2004. And only giving an example is if I go out in the world and 98% of the conversation is about yesterday. That has to be okay with me. See, that's my personal practice and acceptance. I used to think that, yeah, come on, everybody. This is the way. No, this is only one way. However you get to that place of peace and contentment and you can maintain it, it's not about a moment of it. I'm talking about maintain a lifetime. My favorite quote from Abraham is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And however you get there, wherever, if you're vibrating peace, that's your contribution to the planet. If you're vibrating judgment and programming, that's your contribution. Thank you for your contribution, whatever it is. Let me share with you. Hold on a second. Let me find it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't even know what I said or why I said it in the moment. Let me share with you the behaviors. Okay, so the practices, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice is eliminating those program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your peace, from your contentment. And they're program behaviors. What are they, Rebecca? What are some of the program behaviors? Resisting any moment. You know how it feels when you resist. You know how it feels. You know what I ask people? Do you worry? Yeah, that's normal. Now, worrying is a program. Taking anything personally is a program. Getting embarrassed is a program. Living in the past, living in the future is a program. Having expectations is a program. Let me just share with you some of the non-program behaviors that will add to your inner peace. Non-programmed behaviors. I talked about it earlier, a commitment to self, to choosing peace in all moments. That means that when you're responding that it's going to bring peace. Humbling, recognizing, focusing on the ego and not allowing the ego to steer or to drive, and because the ego is just the program. Somebody said my thoughts. No, this is unless you're coming up with E equals MC squared, all of those thoughts, they're just recycled stories. There are no new stories. They're recycled. And I'm not identifying with any of those stories. Are you? Being yourself without shame, acceptance of others. Well, you can only accept others when you accept yourself. Practicing trust, choosing your perspective, choosing your focus. This is a big one. This is staying out of everybody else's business. Oh, that is an epidemic. Noticing what somebody else is doing and putting a judgment on it. I was the queen of that. Ugh. And witnessing those stories, witnessing the ego as opposed to identifying with it. Celebrate your growth. Celebrate your expansion. Celebrate that every single day. Celebrate self. Just like Carolyn said, just because you are, every day is new. You get to experience all of it new. Everything is new every moment without dragging a story into it. But I'm going to tell you, the majority, the masses, can't live without those stories, can't live without dragging something into yesterday. Then what are you going to talk about? Woo! Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, which has not been updated yet, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram is Reality Spirituality. The book that I'm writing now is Looking for an Editor, The Program for Unhappiness. And until next week, my dear audience, I just want to say, celebrate, practice celebrating each day without a story as to why. Practice finding something to smile at, laugh at. You'll be surprised at when I ask people, do you laugh every day? Do you find something to laugh at every day? And I don't mean just a little smile or giggle. I mean put it on your to-do list. Laugh. Find the humor in all of this, quote, air quotes, dysfunction. If you're looking for humor, you'll find it. And until next week, remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe having a physical human experience. Allow the universe to have its experience. Well, you really can't stop it anyway. But allow the universe to flow freely. Happiness is a practice skill. I really appreciate you listening. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
I love to spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Yeah, time to get down.
Yeah.